It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Got a brand new superintendent at Roba School District 208. Not that he is unfamiliar with the area, though. Joe Sornberger's father is a Roba High School graduate, so he spent some time around the area. Joe grew up in southern Illinois and has kind of gone through the ranks like most of the other superintendents, been on the side of the teachers, coaching as well, and up into the administration ranks. And Joe, welcome. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today, guys.
Well, let's talk about your journey to Roba High School. You started as a teacher. You've been spent most of your time in southern Illinois. At what point, teaching and coaching, did you decide, you know what, maybe this is a route to go, is the administration side?
Well, interestingly enough, I started in a school district, Palestine, which is where I was superintendent. But I was there for about 10 years and started at as an aide. So I had the opportunity to see the district and how it went, how it grown, and one of the things I thought I could do was help out in a way that others couldn't, and so I slowly became a junior high social studies teacher and then high school principal, and 3 years later, we had Palestine High School was ranked in the top 40 in the state of Illinois for our test scores, and for a small rural community school district in southern Illinois, it was awesome to be a part of that and kind of duke it out with some of the big boys in Chicago, and the money that flows through those schools compared to the money that flows through ours. And then at that point, I had the opportunity to step into the superintendent's role, and I was given an opportunity, and I appreciate that.
And Palestine, not to be confused with Palatine up in Chicago, right? When I first saw that, I thought, oh, he was up in the burbs, but no.
Yeah, that's interesting. A lot of people get those confused. So I've had a couple people say, well, I know people from Palatine. I'm like, well, that's good because I don't. Palestine, Illinois, we're kind of known for a couple things. Mullins dressing.
Okay.
The Palestine Labor Day Rodeo and Asian carp fishing on the Wabash River.
There you go. Oh. And you get over to Indiana, the school district, it's New Palestine. It's not Palestine. It's Palestine over there.
So. Yeah, you're right on that. Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. Joe Sornberger, the new superintendent at Roba High School, joining us. What made you decide when this opportunity arose at Roba? What was your thought process as to kind of throwing your hat into the ring?
Well, realistically, like you said, my family, other than my father, still lives in this area. My Aunt Rita and Uncle Dave live in Oneida. My Uncle Bill lives in Dehinda. He's actually my mailman. And my Aunt Jackie and Uncle Paul live in over in Buda. My grandfather, Sandy Sormager, is a Victoria resident and was on the school board at Roba for years. And my grandmother, Beverly, was actually one of the first Roba graduates from their first year when Roba came together. So a lot of family up here. Learned how to swim at Little John Lake. I mean, so it was almost home away from home. So the decision to come up here was pretty simple for me and my family.
As you step into this, what do you see are the positives, and what are the things that are kind of first on the agenda to work on?
So positives about Roba is a great rural community school district. Tons of things they offer. I was so surprised with all the things they offer for the size of the school district. Great faculty and staff, and the board has welcomed me, and my office staff has been wonderful getting me acquainted, and it's just that kind of community feel, which is very similar to what I had from where I was from, so that made it pretty easy. Challenges we have are challenges that every school in the state has for the most part. Lack of school funding coming from the state, declining enrollment, and when you put all those together, it's kind of an evil setup because the state pays you on the amount of kids you have, and when your enrollment drops and they cut you, then it's kind of like a double whammy. So, you know, one of the things I did when I came in is I'm pretty budget conscious. My family has always been very conservative, and I am too with the way we handle finances, and I just look at things from a worst case scenario because I don't want to give a false sense of security on things that might not happen. Rova's had some deficit spending in the Ed Fund the last couple years, and when you deficit spend, it doesn't get better. Salaries will always increase. Costs will always increase. So those things have to be taken into account. So we have those things going on, and I've projected a deficit spending this year in the Education Fund by about $530,000. Now, the worst-case scenario is we spend every bit of that dollar. Best-case scenario is we do what we can to work within the budget to get what the kids need, but yet try to decrease that number in the future. Because if we don't, it will only continue to grow. And like I said, with the enrollment drop, as enrollment drops, our general state aid drops, our revenues go down and our expenditures will still increase.
You you definitely have a strong ag program out there. I would guess that Rod Main's probably tried to recruit you to the FFA by now, hasn't he?
Yeah, Mr. Main is very active. FFA and band is solid too. I mean, those two programs right now, when I look at them, are exceptional. So we want to continue those things, and Mr. Main is very active as a teacher, but he's also very active as a citizen of the Rova School District, and he attends board meetings, and he is just as concerned about what goes on as a teacher as he is a citizen. And what we need to do is, and one of the things that I've done is put my budget presentation on our website so people can see where we're at financially. I don't like to hide things. I want things out in the open. I want people to understand what's going on, and if people have a question with the budget and how it works, they're more than welcome to come into my office. I'll be glad to explain it to them.
Talking with Joe Swornberger, he is the new superintendent, Rova District 208, and I imagine this is the case. It was the case in Palestine, no matter what district, that people are going to complain, oh, this program's getting cut or that, you know, and your job as a superintendent and with the board is to be responsible with the people's money, do what you can. But the bottom line is it all starts in Springfield, and I think – as much as it gets talked about, I still don't think it's sunk in with people that any complaints you need to lodge, you start with your local representatives all the way up to the top in Springfield, because that's where the biggest part of the problem lies.
And I've had representatives in our area where I'm from. Roger Eddy, who's now the Illinois Association of School Boards head guy, he was a representative for our area. I know Moffitt around here. Those guys understand it, to be honest with you. They're just outnumbered.
Yeah.
The problem with school funding is they're going to tell you they're going to spend $6,119 per student, but once they cut that money, it's actually only about $5,100 per student. So what I've tried to stress since I've been at Rova is we need to understand that every student we have brings in money. And when we're losing students, we lose money. So, for instance, an enrollment drop of 8 kids at Rova is $42,000 or so, give or take. So it's significant when you lose those kids. And the problem that we have that I see at Rova is it's not that we don't have people wanting to move in our district. I mean, that's not the case at all. A house goes up for sale in the Rova School District, and it's sold within a day or two because they want in the district. The problem is we just don't have enough houses for people to move into the district.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see as far as the drop? I know it's not a lot, but just even a little drop in enrollment is, I mean, I guess part of it probably has to do with the economy in Galesburg and lack of jobs, because this is the major community in the county. And, you know, there are some people that work that drive to the Quad Cities or Peoria. Is that one of the biggest things, maybe the economy locally?
I would say, you know, the Rova School District, all those cities, basically people come into Galesburg to work, or they're driving to Kewaunee, or they're driving Peoria or the Quad Cities. So anytime those cities have something that there's a downturn in the economy, it's directly going to affect us, because at some point those people have to decide whether they're going to make that drive or save money by moving to those areas. And that's what I think happens. And we're just like any other school district. We have families that will move in one day and move out the next. Mobility is always interesting in the state of Illinois. And it's really interesting in the fact that Wisconsin and Indiana and Missouri and some of these other states recognize the plight of Illinois, and they're recruiting people hard to come and leave. And for some families that live close to the Wisconsin border, can't blame them.
Yeah. And not only families to move because of that, but also the state's losing a lot of good potential teachers because, you know, between the pension issues and new requirements that the state keeps coming up with for students to have to go through to become a teacher, you're losing a lot of them.
Right. I just had one of my cousins just became a teacher. He has a job at Mason City, and he's got his first week, and there's a lot on a plate for a new teacher. But what is different for me than it was for him is the retirement age for him now will be 67 years old. I mean, I cannot imagine a kindergarten or first grade teacher at 67. You know, those kids are like herding cats.
Yeah.
They're wonderful. I'm a junior high school guy, but those kids, I even have a couple at home, and they flat out scare me.
Yeah, it's tough enough at 37.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Definitely. So, and some of the things that I think are not fair either is, you know, they have tests now. A lot of the tests they run to get you into an education program is pretty stiff, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't have standards. But one of the things it does do is I don't think it helps minority candidates that you need to go teach in some of the cities that other people won't go to. I mean, Chicago, East St. Louis, some of the places like that, people from that area would love to go back and help in their communities. But these tests are really unfair to some of these people. And I know that's, you know, something that I can't control. But in the end, we're going to have a teacher shortage pretty soon. And you're going to have an administrator shortage. And then you're going to have it to where no one wants to go into education. And let's face it, folks, without education, these people, our students are in trouble.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, the one thing that's I'm sure props you up is the support you probably get from most corners within the rural community. I think, you know, you talk about how Representative Moffitt gets it, and I think a lot of people in these agricultural communities get it too. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of them realize you can't spend more than you make, and on down the line. So I would think you'd have a pretty good audience when you're trying to hold the line on costs and things at Rova High School.
Well, and one of the things that I've been very appreciative of when I took the job at Rova is the Rova Foundation. I mean, what an exceptional group of people that are coming in to help our school. I mean, without them, there's about $45,000 that doesn't come to our building a year. Their shameless plug, their foundation auction is September 6th at Rova, at the cafeteria. So it's an opportunity for people to come out and spend money on things that really helps the school. And whether it's technology or whether it's added programs or mini grants to help our teachers to work on things, the Rova Foundation does that. And there's not many places around here that has that support from the community that does those things. So that's exciting.
What are you most looking forward to with this new school year? I know that, you know, obviously they put up the new grade school and junior high. The old building is gone. Anything as far as construction that's coming in the future? Or?
Well, we're finishing up right now. The elementary building is done. Mm-hmm. We have an addition that is being worked on right now to add to the junior high, basically to the LMC, which is what the media center is. And so that's done. But I think one of our next focuses has to be the high school. I know that people have been in the high school, and I've walked through with people that are former graduates, and they walk in and they say, this hasn't changed.
True.
With that being said, I think we need to devise a plan to work on those things and get those fixed. Because really, I mean, I think Rova High School is one of the better high schools around. And I know I say that, and I'm employed there. But truly we are, and I believe that our test scores from this last year, our junior class, this year's senior class, are wonderful. I mean, they're reading and math meets and exceeds 71% or higher. I mean, it's pretty good for this area. So I'm excited about that. I think the building wise is the things we need to work on and focus on, and I think a plan put in place with a balanced budget will cure some of the ills that we have.
The good thing about the one hallway, when we couldn't get outside for track practice, we could run 100-meter sprints in the hallway, and then you had the little incline going up to the LMC, which would help slow you down so you didn't run into the doors.
Well, and how many schools have a place called the cafetoria, right?
Exactly. We're unique in that respect, too. So, all right.
Yeah, the longest hallway in the world. Yeah, you're right.
Joe, we want to thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Congratulations, and welcome to the area, and I'm sure we'll be talking with you again soon.
Thanks for your opportunity to come in, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Joe Sornberger, he is the new superintendent, Rova District 208, here on the WGIL Morning News.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.